All right, more Americans are going back to work even though COVID-19 is still spreading. Some people think their employers aren't doing enough to protect them. Safety advocates say a fundamental problem here is that the federal government isn't setting mandatory coronavirus safety measures and then enforcing them. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
This pandemic for months now has weighed heavy on Edgar Fields. He's been meeting with workers at chicken processing plants around Georgia and nearby states. His union represents them, and many have become sick and some have died.
You know how you lay in the bed and you can't sleep because stuff is on your mind? I've got to do this. I've got to do that. That's what I wake up in every morning thinking, what can I do to protect my members to where they have a safe work environment to go to?
Field says, take, for example, a Tyson chicken processing facility in Camilla, Georgia. Tyson confirms that more than 100 workers there tested positive for the virus and 4 died. Field says the company promised to spread out the workers 6 feet apart. But he says it's not doing that everywhere in the plant.
In some places, they haven't spread them out at all. They're still close.
Field says the company could do it if they processed fewer chickens. Tyson tells NPR in a statement that it's following federal safety guidelines and, quote, our top priority is the health and safety of our team members. The company says it's checking workers' temperatures and requiring them to wear masks and that they wear face shields and, quote, the limited areas in the plant where neither barriers nor physical separation is feasible. Meat processing plants have seen some of the worst workplace COVID outbreaks, but plenty of people with other types of jobs are worried too.
I'm feeling anxious. It's stressful because I feel like my back is up against a wall.
Ashley Weiner is a hairstylist who has 2 young kids in Portland, Oregon. Hair salons are reopening there soon and she'll need to make money. So she says she'll be touching clients' heads and breathing next to them indoors all day. She worries that customers in salons won't be able to get high quality masks.
I know people who work in the medical field here and they say they don't have enough supplies themselves. So then how are we going to have access to these supplies?
And as businesses reopen, more and more workers are reporting safety problems.
OSHA has received thousands of complaints from terrified workers from all over the economy.
Debbie Berkowitz is a former chief of staff at OSHA. That's the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. She says one big problem is that the federal government is not setting mandatory safety rules.
They have decided not to issue any specific requirements for employers to keep workers 6 feet apart, to keep workers in masks. The guidance is voluntary. Employers can comply with it or they can ignore it.
Berkowitz is now working with the nonprofit National Employment Law Project, and she says if an employer isn't following even the suggested federal guidelines, workers should still file a complaint with OSHA. You can do that confidentially.
OSHA will send a letter to the company.
And she says sometimes just that can be a strong enough nudge to take more precautions. She says workers might also have other state-level protections.
There are states where the governors have, by executive order to protect the public, have set some real requirements in the workplace. And workers really need governors and health departments to step in because the federal government has failed here.
The top Trump administration official overseeing OSHA, Lauren Sweat, says the agency is not failing workers. She spoke at a recent hearing in Congress.
We have over 5,000 complaints, and our inspectors are investigating all of them. And so, yes, the agency has been doing its job since the beginning of this pandemic.
Meanwhile, the group of labor unions, the AFL-CIO, is suing OSHA to get it to issue emergency national mandatory safety requirements for the outbreak. Chris Arnold, NPR News.